Chubbs squatted down beside me, his knees cracking like an old man's. His hand never left my arm, but he seemed to struggle with what he wanted to say next. "Far be it from me to even approach untangling that hellhole of a mind," he said carefully. "But I think he just liked being in control, in charge. It made him feel powerful to manipulate people because he knew outside of this place he was just as vulnerable as the rest of us. There are some people like that, you know? The darkest minds tend to hide behind the most unlikely faces. He put on a good leader act, but he wasn't like Lee or Jack. He didn't want to help kids because he believed everyone deserved to feel strong and protect themselves. Clancy was only ever thinking of himself. He would never have jumped in front of another person, and he would never have taken a bullet. At that, I sat up. "I thought Jack was shot escaping." Chubbs shook his head. "Jack was shot protecting me, and he protected me because..." He took a deep breath. "Because he thought I couldn't protect myself. He didn't realize how much he had taught me." "I'm so sorry," I said, feeling tears prick at the back of my eyes. "For everything." "Me too," he said after a minute, and I didn't need to look back to know that he was crying too.